both Mick and myself and Mick's supporters, we'd all kind of pinned our hopes on the advances in technology, making it possible to retest some of the original samples in the hope that it could be put into the national database and then we would be able to pinpoint the real murderer. Because it's always of concern to us that Mick's convicted, but we say he's innocent, he says he's innocent, there's no evidence to support that he isn't. Therefore, the murderer, the real murderer, must still be out there in the public domain somewhere.
How is he coping inside? It's a long time, 19 years, 20 years next year.
Yeah, he's doing remarkably well, and I have to sit here and say that I'm actually really proud of the way that he's coping in prison. He spends a lot of his time looking over his papers, looking at his case, liaising with different people and different experts, and he's been determined and he's maintained on track, and his whole focus is about getting himself out of prison. And you know, I'm quite proud of the fact that he's actually got the strength of courage and personality to do that.
And you would just appeal to anybody in the area who saw anything that day to come forward?
I would, yes. I no matter how small the information, I know in the past people have tried to help us and, you know, it hasn't really amounted to much, but nearly 20 years have gone by now. And I think people have matured during that time. People have moved on in their lifestyle choices. It may be somebody does know something and they just haven't said because they don't want to be involved in such a high-profile case. And I would appeal to them to come forward with any information they have.